everybody, and welcome to Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks, episode 136. I'm Neil.
I'm Annalise.
I'm so confused.
Things are crazy.
What's going on?
Tell everybody why.
First of all, let's thank everybody for listening.
Of course.
Very much appreciate it. We also want to tell you that we do have a free app if you want to download it. I finally put the bonuses for Henno's extra intro song and Henno's We're Not Going to Vegas song. Mm-hmm. So
that's on there.
It's a bonus. There's a few bonuses, but we're going to put more bonuses. Anyway, it's a free app.
Right.
You can go to where you get your apps or go to darkangelsandprettyfreaks.com and
link to it.
Yeah, do something. Right. But we had discussed before of how our, now I'm not used to the cord being on this side.
Yep.
Of how our mixer was getting some bad channels. Mm-hmm. Bad channels. Bad hombres. Bad hombre channels.
Nope.
And we got a new mixer. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's the same mixer. It's just version 2.
Right. So, which is, does it say version 2 on
it
there?
It does. It says V2. Mm. So we decided that, or I guess I kind of decided, in doing so, we would, I guess, redo the... Wow. Anybody heard that? That was a neck crack from Annalise. We would redo the podcast studio. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, I wanted to get rid of... If anyone watches the YouTube video, they're probably used to seeing the monitor on the podcast desk. I wanted to get rid of that. I want to get a smaller one, but then I just want to get rid of it all together. So we switched places so I could actually look over Annalise's shoulder and look at the monitor on the desk. Mm-hmm. The only reason I check the monitor is just to make sure it's still freaking recording so we don't have to start over.
Right.
So we switched sides.
Right.
And so now I'm on the other side.
Weird.
It's very weird. I'm not used to it at all. Right. We don't have the monitor. Mm-hmm. We don't have... Our pets' heads are falling off. We don't know what's going on.
It's true.
But I'm on a different chair. I had to
destroy
the desk.
Did you want to switch chairs? Yeah, no. Just right before we started, Dill decided that his knees hit the desk, which didn't matter to me because I'm shorter and my knees would go under it. And he ripped apart part of the desk right before we started. We might leave that little YouTube 5 minutes of him doing that on there.
We might. We might.
If you can actually see it, I don't know.
Raise your mic a little bit.
You think so?
I do.
All right.
Well, after I did all the mic tests.
No, I know. I already feel like I'm loud. So
I can turn. Well, here. Check it out. It won't be that loud anymore.
I'm just saying. I feel loud.
I like you loud. I say the louder the better.
Okay.
Shout it. Shout it.
Shout it out loud. Okay.
So here we are.
Yeah.
Episode 136.
136.
How are you doing there?
Wow, that's a really long pause.
I thought you were going to say something.
No.
Lady Loons.
Good.
The new board has cool new colors. I like that it's got green.
I'm not going to lie to you. I was a little concerned about the time that it would take to swap everything out. And mm-hmm. I tried to leave you alone about it. And it took about as long as I thought it would. But I'm always, you know, since we still had to do our podcast this weekend, I was like, is everything going okay in there?
It went easy. Mm-hmm. The thing that's always nerve-wracking about doing this is you plug it all in and then it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And you're like, why is it not working?
Right.
So I did a very good job. But I marked everything. I took pictures of everything. And then I put the old board next to the new board. So I put all the levels where they were. Mm-hmm. And we're actually using a lot less power with this board. We don't need to. So I'm thinking maybe the other board had issues. Although... Maybe. It got whacked in the head soon after we got it.
Right. We forgot about that it actually got some damage on during the earthquake. Something landed on top of it. So.
A bookcase.
Yeah. So
so it seemed to work. And the computer turned on and I got two monitors on the desk again. Mm-hmm. Our security system has a smaller monitor.
Hey there.
Life is freaking good in the podcast world.
Yeah. We've got a little studio going up in here.
Speaking of podcasting, we mm-hmm. would like to thank.
Yes.
I was about to say we'd like to thank Tony and Jeannie.
Oh my God. So was I. Oh my God. I was thinking that in my head. I want to thank Tony and Jeannie. I don't know why.
Yeah. Salty language. Just because we want to. Hey, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tony and Jeannie.
But we'd like to thank Scott and Gene from That Man on Fat Man.
Yes.
For being on the show. Week. Well, what's funny is we actually pre-recorded, but
2 weeks ago.
Released it. Had a great time. It's always good to hang out with them and very much appreciate them coming on and spending some time with us.
Very good.
Thank you.
And
check out their show.
Yep.
Batman on Fat Man. It's a it's that man, which is Scott and Jean, his wife, talking about Kevin Smith and things related to Kevin Smith.
Right. And movies and
doing
like
and
that,
interviewing other people and podcasters and friends that are related or talking about or fans of Kevin Smith. So podcast is awesome.
It's pretty cool.
They have a documentary coming out, What is a Podcast? And Scott will be in the Shooting Clerks movie. It's a movie about
Shooting Clerks.
So thank you, guys.
Check it out.
And thank you again, Tony and Jeannie.
Yes.
Just for being you.
That's funny.
So here we are.
Here we are. Are we going to talk about our...
Mixer's on the wrong side.
I know.
What's going on?
It's a little bit weird to be on this side.
I feel like we have all this space now.
It is a little more open, maybe because the monitor took up so much space, I guess, and everything was bumped out, if like 6 more inches out onto the desk.
Things got bumped.
Yeah.
Bumped out.
Do you want to talk about last weekend at all? I actually have, you know what's funny is in podcast preparation, I looked back through my notes because I know that I have some, you know, notes for a podcast. And there's some really funny stuff on it. So should we get into that? Or do you have some other stuff you want to get into? I'm going to start with note number one.
Note number one.
Tuna cat.
Tuna cat? Why is this not ringing a bell?
Because you were drunk.
Good reason.
So the same night that you drunk texted Matt. No, was it the same night? No.
Don't ask me.
It was a different night. We met
couple. Text Matt a lot.
I think it might have been the same night. Right before we left. Yes,
Tuna
Cat
is, the, same
is
night.
The cat that died. And we met Chris and his wife Alice, and they had come in and
we were out at our local tap room.
Yes.
Yeah. They didn't come in here and tell us their cat died.
No, that did not happen.
But it was a crowded night.
Very busy.
The Tennessee Six were there.
Yes, because that was the Saturday, and that's why I was all surprised that it was so busy in college football and all that.
Freaking college football.
And this couple came in, and I don't remember them coming in. I just remember them standing behind us because they were waiting for a table or whatever, like everybody else is in there. And you've noticed they were standing behind us, and they wanted a menu, and we like handed them a menu and all that, and they seemed very nice, and then you very nicely offered them your chair.
Offered her, not them.
Yes, not them.
Yeah. Because
they both couldn't sit in a chair. Yeah. Awkward. Yeah.
And if there were going to be two people in the chair, I was going to be one of them. It was my chair.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So they were like, oh, no. She was no. And you're like, yes. And then so finally she sat down, and we chatted with them until their table was ready for it was like 10 or 15 minutes or something. And we had found out that they were coming in to grab a drink and have some dinner, and they just needed a little siesta, a little night out because their cat had just died.
A siesta and a night out is not the same thing.
True.
They needed a nap and a night out.
Yes, fair enough. I couldn't use a nap, but
could use a night out.
So
their cat died that day,
and their cat name was Tuna.
I didn't remember that
that's
was
a tuna
name.
Cat. That's what I wrote down. That was my notes. Tuna cat. And their names were Alice and Chris.
So, Alice and Chris and Tuna.
Hi. And of course, at some point, we told them that we had a podcast and stuff like that. And we gave them a card. And she, while we were there, downloaded our podcast. So I don't know if they listened. And if you are listening, hi. Sorry about your cat.
I don't know if they made it through one.
I don't know if they made it through a whole one.
They were very nice.
They were very, very nice. And be cool to see them again sometime. And I just thought it was funny because, I mean, what else are you going to do when your cat dies? Go out for a drink and toast Tuna Cat.
Well, I believe.
And he had buried the kitty in the yard and then they went out for beers. Yeah. Because what else are you going to do? I mean, really?
Sure.
So beers for Tuna Cat.
Tuna Cat.
Cheers. Anyway, it was a good time. And it was the same night as drunk texting. So it was. That brings that full story around. And you didn't tell that part of the story on your Reasons Are Several when you were on Reasons Are Several. Check out Reasons Are Several. Neil is currently sitting in and co-hosting on the Reasons Are Several podcast, and they talked about that night and drunk texting each other. It was hilarious.
Well, I think I was the only one drunk texting. He was